Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5gmsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Good morning and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat Cool Wave Station. Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. Tuning in now, let's hope we have a great morning. Hello everybody and welcome back to 5GMs in a Trench Coat from inside the tent. I believe where we last left off, we were in Misery.
Yeah, we just had a really great time, actually.
Yeah. But we've left Misery, and I think we're going to go ahead and pan to probably a couple days later. We hear, like, the soft chirps of birds outside, and, like, sun kind of just peeks or, like, gleams through the window and alights the last unicorn. What is the sleeping position of everybody in the last unicorn? How do you guys go about when you just sleep in the car?
Because there's all that room in the back.
Yeah, there's so much room in the back.
I'm there.
Yeah.
I jump out clothes.
I'm like,
you have a sleeping bag. You guys go camping.
Well, and then it's clothes that were already out. Like clothes, like, when I get dressed, I just...
Right.
The last unicorn probably smells awful.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, gosh, like two teenage boys.
Oh, in the summer?
A nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm like, we gotta make a trip to a laundromat soon or something.
Why? I mean, it's fine.
I think I'm
just close.
I'm sitting in the passenger seat and my like face is against the window, like all smush.
Yeah. If there's a bunch of room in the back, I probably just take like the perpendicular like stance of wherever Javi is.
Yeah, I think he's just sprawled out however he can be.
Yeah, and I'm like I don't want to be right next to that, so I'm like, I'm the opposite way.
Yeah.
Just like.
Yeah, you're by the back two doors. You guys all kind of start to like rouse as the light comes in. Who's the earliest waker?
I think Zeke gets up because his face is on the window, so the light
him up. Slams you.
It's not by choice, but he's like, ugh.
Yeah, you kind of like blink, blink, blink. You
the crusty like blink.
Yeah,
no,
you
wait.
Scan the area you had parked in this kind of rest stop a bit ago. Couple hours ago now, probably. You guys probably slept for like 5 hours. It was one of those things where it's like, do we drive the night or do we just kind of like call it? And I think you're like, I'm gassed, I need to call it. When you parked, there was like maybe one truck in here. Now there's probably about like 10 other vehicles. You see people kind of getting out, heading to the restroom. There's just a bit of nothing going on, just people going about their business. You do see that there's a little sign at the this rest stop that has like the kind of next chunk of like, oh, like there's things coming up, and there is one that just says trail that 15 miles. You know, there's some a trail to potentially, you know, go for a hike if you guys feel so inclined. Again, that is an up to you situation. You guys are on your adventures. I think that nothing weird has happened in the past couple of days. You guys went to Missouri when you guys came to after being like extra hungover. I think Clem was like, guys, a cow got abducted.
Oh yeah, I was like, guys, I know you were asleep, but I think I saw a cow get abducted, like by aliens. Like, no kidding. Like,
you know, at this point, I'll believe anything. Like,
yeah, probably, man.
And I guess it's real. And now I'm like, what do aliens eat cows for? Like,
well, burgers are pretty good. Like, half of our diet is burgers.
I mean, that's true. But
they're
like,
also on a road trip in some way.
Oh, you're right. Maybe they're. Oh, dude, do you think they were maybe teenage aliens and they needed something to eat?
Look, if I could get a cow and then just zap it into burgers,
you're
I'd
right.
Probably do that.
But yeah, we cut back from that conversation had a couple of days ago to now, right? And you've just had pretty much nothing going on. Yeah, I think you're awake, Zeke. Do you do anything once you wake up?
I think he's going to get out and like stretch and go to the bathroom and stuff.
Yeah, you guys hear the front door like...
I was going to say, I think I get woken up next, but it's because Javi stretches and accidentally like gut punches me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like,
oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were right there. I was sleeping. I'm so sorry.
Jesus.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh.
It wasn't hard. It was more just like, I didn't want to get woken up that way.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to cut away from you guys really quick. Zeke, you're walking up to like the rest stop restroom and you see... It's sort of built on like a hill or like the top of an incline. You see that like just down like behind it is sort of just like a grassy area that just like goes down, right? Like nothing crazy is going on back there, but you see that this family's like position themselves, take a picture, and one of them it's just like this blonde white mom, middle aged. She's like clicking it with the little like the disposable cameras. So, and then she's like, oh, honey, and she's running over to you. She's like, can you take the picture? Can you take the family picture, please? And she just like grabs your wrist and like puts the camera in your hand. She's like, thank you so much. You gotta twist it six times and then click it once. You'll see the flash code. You gotta do it at least twice. And then she like runs off to her family. She's like, okay, everyone smile.
Oh, okay.
And then she's waiting.
All right. I'm like, say cheese. Click it.
Yeah, you take a couple of pictures of this family. She's like, thank you so much. And she comes back, gives you like $5. She's like, yeah, that was so sweet. And like, they run off back to their car, kind of get in, kind of drive off. And you make it to the restroom. Harassed, you know? Yeah, so Zeke heads into the restroom. You guys have just woken up. How do you go about post being like, I'm so sorry, like what's going on now?
I also get out and scratch and... I also have to pee.
Yeah, and I also have to pee. Especially since you gut punched me.
I'm sorry.
And I'm aware of my body.
It's pee-pee time.
Yeah, you guys pop the back doors open, close them as you kind of head in that way.
I'm looking around, too.
You looking around?
Yeah, like what's going on?
Oh, yeah, there's just, like I said, I mean, there's about probably 10 other cars here. I think you guys get out right as you see Zeke handing the camera back and, like, you know, getting handed $5 and heading into the restroom. It's just like a pseudo busy. Like you see that there's 10 cars in, but you see cars pulling in and parking. You know, it's the day. It's the beginning of the day. People are starting their road trips, heading wherever they're going. And it's this long stretch of, you know, road that has this little off stop. You scan. It's early morning. Nothing crazy is going on. And you're walking to the restroom.
I gotta pee.
No,
I don't.
I also have to pee. I don't know what you...
I don't know. It's the rope. We're going.
And
the
is there a
way.
Line to go to the bathroom?
Yeah. There's a small line building up. Zeke is probably like 4 ahead of you. Yeah, Javi gets in line. Zeke, you see Javi Hunter's like head down, like waiting in line,
thinking about going to piss in the bush, like thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, you guys all wait there. There's like a little pamphlet center, you know, where it has different pamphlets.
Oh yeah, I love a pamphlet.
Yeah, so it has like, you know, Iowa Art Center, just different things on
read
it.
Read the pamphlet. We learned that.
Oh my
Always
god.
Always read the pamphlet.
Yeah, we guys did learn to read the pamphlet.
Yeah, we did learn to read the pamphlet.
Yeah, you guys know that there is a little trail that's is about a 10 mile trail, full loop that's kind of 15 miles up the road. Mm-hmm. It's just like an offside trail, nothing insane. It's labeled as like moderate, right? But then there's also about 20 miles past that, there's something called the Van Meter Visitor, like location site. And it's like, oh, like, come see the leftovers of the cryptid that it was, you know, it's just one of those silly, like, tourist trappy, like, oh, it's this little shack that the Van Meter visitor, you know, and so you guys kind of read on that. It's a little vague about what the Van Meter visitor is. And it's like, come in and see. And those appear to be like the attractions on the road at the moment.
Okay, I'll grab that pamphlet just because I think it's silly. And then we wait in line to pee.
Yeah. Everyone successfully pees.
So I imagine like we kind of gather around afterwards. And I'm like, guys, I have a pamphlet.
Oh yeah, make sure you read that.
Well, I was. Okay. So, yeah, it was a line. I had time to read it.
I got $5.
Yeah, what the heck is that?
Yeah, what?
I'm not entirely sure.
That's a good chunk of money to just give someone for taking a picture for them.
Yeah, and I don't even know if I did a good job. Like, I just kind of pointed it and took the picture.
Were they white?
Were they white?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
All right, yeah, okay. Anyways, so there's two things coming up we could either do.
They probably thought you worked here.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm just putting that out
there. I'm not wearing like a uniform or anything.
When has that ever stopped them? Anyways.
When has that ever stopped them?
So there's this trail coming up. It's like a little loop. It's 10 miles. It's a little moderate trail if you want to go take a little hike. There's also something called the Van Meter Visitor Site.
Oh, like aliens?
I don't know. It seems like a silly little like tourist.
You think they're going to get a cow there?
Look.
Anyways, there's like that. It's like a like. It looks like just like a tourist place. If we want to go there, I know our thing has been like going to like more places where there's more
people.
Yeah. And so I feel like the hike will have scary things happening, but the one designed for cryptids won't. You get me?
No. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Definitely. I was like, I'm like, we're like past Missouri now, and just trails off.
Yeah, not much more to say about Missouri.
Yeah, but anyways,
I don't really remember a lot that happened in Missouri.
Anyways, the Van Meter visitor site sounds silly, and yeah. I think that sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, that'll probably just have some fake bones or something.
Yeah,
in
it'll probably just be like you know those like little fake
gray aliens.
Yeah, gray aliens. Gray aliens.
Yeah, no wacky adventures there. Let's go there.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun and silly. And I don't know.
Nothing strange to be had.
And I don't know what a Van Meter visitor is. Is it a van?
Is that where we are?
Map. Yeah, I pull map. Up. I go through our the front like the passenger side seat where we have like a map stashed. I pull up a map.
Yeah, so you are currently just off the I-80, the Interstate 80, through Iowa. Like, you're not in a specific city. You're just on one of those, like, little off areas. I would say you're probably about, like, a quarter of the way through the entirety of the state of Iowa. You've got a bit of a ways to go, but Iowa's not a humongous state or anything like that. Yeah, you're just off the I-80. Yeah, nice. It's sort of the townless area, you know?
Yeah, I just kind of point to where we're at. I'm like, we are right here.
Iowa. Iowa.
What?
Guys, I had a really weird dream.
Is that why you're acting weird?
Yeah.
Is that why you gut punched me? I know you were just stretching.
No, that wasn't. I'm sorry.
You know.
Because we were talking about aliens, and then I had a dream that I was abducted by aliens.
Were you a cow?
No.
So you were Javi.
Yeah, I was Javi. I wasn't cow.
Did you fight them?
Yeah. Did you get
probed?
I didn't want to say it.
No.
What did... Okay.
That doesn't sound like
I'm not
real,
convinced,
though.
Actually. Yeah.
I'm just in a weird place right now, guys. So maybe we should... I don't know. Let's just
You're
go
the
look
one
at
who
this.
Brought up your weird dream.
Yeah, because I just wanted you guys to know where I was mentally in this moment, because you guys are my best friends in the whole world. So
yeah,
like,
but
maybe...
you know, you could have left out the probing part.
I didn't say anything about probing. You talked about the probing. You're the probe guy, I guess. Turns out he likes probes.
You're
this guy
one,
likes probes.
You're the one dreaming about being probed. That's what your mind came up with.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I'm in charge of all of my dreams. I make
yeah.
it happen.
Yeah,
I make all my dreams happen.
Isn't that
happen
how that
me.
Happens?
Yeah.
No.
Who else controls your dreams than you?
God, maybe? I don't know.
So God probed you?
So
are you saying you're getting probed
okay,
by God?
Okay, okay. So what weird dreams have you had, Zeke? You did them? You made them happen? You wanted them to happen to you?
I mean, look, I've had nightmares. Like
pushing my finger into your chest.
Look, but I've never been probed before.
I haven't been probed before.
Well, what happened? Either. What happened in your dream?
It was a. That doesn't mean I've been.
Okay, so
broke.
You got. Okay, so you got abducted by aliens. Then what happened?
This didn't happen.
When
like,
does the probing happen?
Dream.
Yeah. What happened in your dream?
Abducted by aliens.
Okay, and then what did they do?
They were little and green.
Did they strap?
I think she like audibly laughs out loud. Okay, so like how little?
They're.
But how big was the probe?
Are they
more
three apples tall?
So there were like cups, like juice cups, like cups that you'd find, and they were filled with a liquid.
Did you drink the liquid?
I don't know how I knew that it was pee, but it was pee in the cups.
I think we should stop talking about this still. This is getting a direction I don't want to be
in.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
Yeah, let's move
on.
We were talking about aliens. You were talking about aliens.
Because I saw a cow get abducted.
No, I know. And it just put me in a weird, I guess I've just been thinking about it. It's just been in my head, like subconsciously
thinking
about aliens.
She said nothing
about
pee though.
Yeah, I didn't say anything.
I don't know where that.
Yeah,
maybe I just had to pee. I woke up and I went to pee,
but like that's kind of odd.
Let's go to this place.
Yeah,
let's go to the
venue.
And let's forget
like
Javi said anything about drinking pee from a juice cup.
Wait, you drank it?
I didn't drink it. I just think it's like insinuated in.
But you just said you drinked it.
No, guys.
You said we were being weird about probes. I think this is way weirder, to be honest.
At least one scientific. The other's just drinking pee.
Yeah, for no reason other than to.
Would it make more sense if I drank the pee and then they probed me like it was part
I don't
of
know
their...
if like...
I don't think that does
is
anything.
Is drinking pee important to getting probed?
I don't know if it's my dream. You tell me,
I don't
probe
understand
guy.
The connection.
You're the probe guy. You
no,
like
you're
probes.
The, you're clearly the probe
you,
guy.
You
have the most
talking,
experience with
you
probes.
You said probe more than me in this conversation, so I think
I
that you're
know.
The probe
I gotta,
guy.
I think I'd have to think back on our conversation, but you might have said probe
you
in equal
were,
amount.
You were not counting how many times I said probe versus he said probe.
I don't
you
know.
You weren't doing that. And you weren't.
How can you prove
and
it?
And if you were, maybe you're the probe guy. New one. The new one.
You were the old one, and I usurped you? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? Interesting. Interesting.
Can we go?
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, Zeke, you're driving?
Yeah, I'll drive.
You turn over the last unicorn.
Yeah, I'm awake now.
Yeah, you turn over the last unicorn, and you kind of head down your the way. You're not going to the hike, right? You're going to the...
Yeah, we're going to the clearly tourist trap that's just going to have a bunch of fake stuff in
it. Yeah, and a bunch of fake, like, little statues and stuff
like
that. We're good.
So you guys kind of pull in. You see that it has this little, like, dangling sign on the front that says open. It is truly just, like, a shack. Like, there's, like, glass windows you can kind of see inside. But the glass windows are, like, covered in, like, big letters. They're, you know, welcome to... Yeah, all kinds of silly stuff like that. And then also... Inside, you see so much stuff. It's so cluttered inside with like different like things you can't really make out from the outside that you can't really see inside. Who's heading the way?
I think I'm like Javi. There, you've been real quiet.
I'm really excited to do this fun thing with my best friends.
You don't sound excited.
I'm really excited.
It looks like there's a lot of weird stuff in there, and I'm kind of excited to see what this the heck. Because like that doesn't make sense of what the heck the van meter is.
Van meter. Like van gesturing to the last unicorn.
Clem,
van.
You looked at the map, you know that there's a town called Van Meter a little bit away. Like it's a little bit away.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Someone named a town Van Meter.
Is the town named after the shack?
What came first? Wide-eyed. I don't know.
We can ask
maybe
them.
We could like maybe they have a pamphlet explaining it.
I have a pamphlet.
We should read a pamphlet
Let's
first,
read
actually, before anything.
Yeah, before anything.
We learned our lesson.
You guys kind of walk in as you go. You like open it like. Ching, 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 ching. There's like it's like three bells.
That's
above,
too many bells.
Yeah, above the door, it's a little loud. You're greeted by like it's like three like little like plastic gray aliens that are probably like no more than like 2 feet tall. And one of them has a shirt on that says "I Heart Van Meter," and it's just like this like awkward kind of stance. Like, and one of them's like pointing with like eyes up, like it's looking up at something.
This was a mistake, you guys.
That's on like the right hand side as you enter. Behind them is like other like clutter, but you also see things that like you are clearly for sale. You see this one little like right behind them. There's like a barrel full of like rocks and crystals, and it's like bag of rock, right? Like get your bag of like charged crystals.
Yeah.
On the left-hand side, you see that there's, like, it's labeled fine art. And the biggest one you see is probably, like, maybe, I think maybe like 2x1. It's like 2 feet tall, 1 foot like long. Mm-hmm. And it's a like really, really in-depth like painting of a cowboy riding a horse that's getting like lifted by
abducted?
By a, yeah, but it's getting abducted like the cow you saw. But you know, it's cowboy like he's doing his little
lasso.
Yeah, he's spinning his lasso. The horse is like bucking, and it's like in the middle of the air as it's in this like beam of light, surrounded by like different things. Like you see like little like buildings. You see a church, and it's just, you know, it is a really, really in depth painting. That's not that. These like there's little paintings of different stuff, like gray aliens. There's little paintings of other like assorted cryptids. You see like a Bigfoot one, but it's like Bigfoot getting into a car, and it's just all kinds of like random shit like that on the left hand side. And then you hear like
nope,
as there's someone sitting in a rocking chair kind of at the back end. It's like this really like smaller older white gentleman with like full very, he's very thin, I wouldn't say gaunt, just very like old and thin with like just full long beard. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hey there. Welcome to the Van Meter Winged Beast Museum.
Oh, it's a winged creature?
Yes.
Like a big bird?
Now imagine horns, teeth, beaks, beak, wings like a bat, bigger than a man, flying over Van Meter. Can you imagine it?
I can.
Yeah. Some folks call it a dragon. Some science folks said it sounded like a pteranodon, terrapanodon, I don't know. But what I do know is that it's real, and it was a harbinger of things to come. Would you like to know? You guys looking for anything particular? Like,
what did it harbinger?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something bad, probably. I don't know.
What?
Huh?
Like,
was it a harbinger if it didn't harbinger?
It was like 1904. I wasn't born in 1904. Am I supposed to know everything about the Van Meter? Well,
did anything happen around that time?
Do you have a pamphlet?
No, I don't even have a printer.
Oh.
Cool. So you have like an image of this thing? Or
we
like...
have it. We have the whole thing. It's in the back.
Oh, you have
it? Like, oh, like.
Yes, yeah, it's in our full display in the back, but we can't keep it on the front. People come and try to take it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, these folks, they wear suits.
Government
I look
people.
At Hobby.
Government people.
It's like a taxidermied like thing, like specimen.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I did it myself.
Oh.
How do you keep the government from taking your thing?
Well. There's a big ass shotgun next to it.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Yeah. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Buckshot will put a hole.
Yeah.
In any government worker.
Yeah. In anyone.
Can't remember last time I paid my taxes.
Oh. Hey.
Well.
What about the postman?
I love the postman.
Okay. So he's a good government.
That's a noble way to earn a living.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Anyway, so
I
you
like
have
you,
this.
Son.
You
I like
this
you
thing.
Too. This guy's a little crazy. I think we just play along.
A little crazy.
So you have
I'm a lot of crazy kid.
So you have the thing in the back.
Yeah, I have all kinds of stuff in the back too. Got jackalopes, antelopes. Deer.
Oh, we saw a jackalope.
We have some venison jerky.
Whoa, I'd like to try that.
Freshly cured.
Oh,
you do it yourself?
Of course.
Nice.
Yeah, we got some jams I make, some honeys, all these beautiful paintings my wife does.
Oh, yeah,
they are nice.
Yeah. They are very nice.
And
that's
all things she's
decent.
Seen. She says.
Oh, she saw a cowboy get abducted.
Yeah. From a rodeo.
Oh.
Oh.
In front of others?
Yeah. 173 people were there that day, not counting the cowboy.
Oh, yeah. He got. Yeah,
everybody got their mind wiped.
Did he come back? Oh, how did she remember if she got her mind wiped?
Oh, see, she's resistant to the mind wiping it.
Oh.
Is she here?
Yeah.
No, she's at the house.
Oh.
Yeah, to the back.
Oh.
So she is here.
So she's technically
well,
here?
Well, she's in our home.
Yeah.
Which is
a couple paces away from that.
How is she resistant to it?
Oh, she's just one of the folks born resistant to the mind wipings.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, so I didn't realize that was a thing.
Well, how much do you folk know about the mind wipings?
No, I'm not much, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, just remember, kids, do not trust the government.
No, I agree.
No, yeah, no.
Yeah. Thieves, cheats, murderers, a lot of them.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Guys in suits.
Guys in suits.
Guys, yeah.
Yeah, they try to send me to Vietnam.
Guys in suits
no
will
way, no
punch
hell.
A kid in the face.
They will really
no,
hard
no.
And
punch
leave
a kid in the face.
And yeah. Leave a really yeah. Nasty Martha Slayer.
Is it really?
Yes, it. Yeah.
little scar.
It's bread and butter. It's my bread and butter. It's pretty, fucked up my bread and butter.
It punched you. I was a grown man who punched
you. So a grown man punched you.
A grown man did punch me.
Unfortunately.
Not too long ago.
See, I think it is the point of the men in like, the adults to protect the youngins, like you folk, and the fact that the way we exist in society as is currently, is we're given, everyone's given all this money to the government, and the government's not funding education, so you guys don't understand about the mind wiping in, not funding. There's still potholes. My wife drove into town to get me my ointment. Got a flat hole. I had to drive out. I had to take the tractor up to town. You know how much diesel goes into a tractor? Take the tractor up to town. Change the tire and drive back home with the tractor and the van. Like, because they don't fix potholes with the money that everybody gives them. That's interesting to me.
So these government people that come.
Do they come frequently?
Oh, no. I mean, they came and tried to take my beastie. And, I wouldn't let them.
Did they have, like, a suitcase thing?
Well, yes, I believe they did, yeah.
Oh, and did they try to use the suitcase on you?
I believe the gentleman went to open it, and it did make me a little cagey. He stopped moving.
Well, that would do it, yeah.
Yeah, freaked him out a little bit.
You know.
Yeah, I let them get a look at the beastie, but I told them it was my property, not the American government's.
Anywho, so let's see this thing.
Yeah, I'd love to see the thing.
Oh, yeah, well, come on back this way. So you want to see the Van Meter creature first, right? Or do you want to see all the little stuff as well?
I mean, we can work
up to
the...
I mean, we like
to
see
the...
both.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just do what's along the way, you know?
It's the Mongolian death worm. And he pulls out this, like, jar filled with something. Uh-huh. It's not formaldehyde. Like, it's very clear. And there's this... And the thing is you guys are kids, right? Like, you're younger. It looks real. It doesn't look like anything. And it's this... It's like this...
Is it alive?
No, it's like just floating in the water, but it's this worm. It almost looks like an earthworm if it were like 10 earthworms like thick.
Ooh.
And then it has like this like kind of like mouth on both sides. And you see like little it's almost like its mouth is full of 100 cactus needles.
Ew.
Yeah, on each side. And this is a Mongolian death worm. If it bites you, it burns like the Dickens. I'm going to put that away.
No, did you get it from Mongolia?
No. Folks brought them over, and you can get them in the, you can find them in the Valley of Death over in California. And then in most deserts now throughout the Americas. It was a specific problem during the Dust Bowl. So some rich posh folk brought these things over thinking that they were fun pets. Everyone falls into the depression, right? The depression happens due to the mishandlings of our funds by who else than the government. And then due to the who else but the government, the Dust Bowl happens because the government, they wiped out just about every single American buffalo, bison, however you like to call it. I mean, the photos are horrendous, really. I'm a hunted man, but you hunt to eat. But these posh folk who come over and take the land, the government, because the government can't give land to people. It's not government land. It's my land. Anyways, they kill all these animals, and you see, like, these piles and piles of skulls, so the animals are no longer tending to the natural order of things, such as the food they ate, which was the grass they tended to, which led to the soil becoming compact and destroyed, which led to all the plants and animals, all everything dying, which led to the Dust Bowl, right during the Depression, when we were at the worst, the height of American suffering.
Wow.
Oh, this guy's radicalizing
and
you guys.
And so that all happened, and these rich posh bastards release their Mongolian death worms from Mongolia into the deserts, and they've just kind of bred and scattered from there.
Why did they unleash them?
What do you think happens if there's a hungry worm that you can't feed because you're out of money?
It eats the people.
It eats you.
Yeah.
So you're holding it. You keep it as a pet. You feed it stuff. You run out of money, and the Dust Bowl's happening. No better time than to send it off into the desert and run away.
Oh, they're abandoning them.
Yeah, it's like the gators in Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the iguanas.
I haven't been in Florida in a really long time. My mom lives there.
It is a shit pool.
Do you see a gator when you visit?
You ever go to the public pool? There's a floater in it? That's what Florida is.
I like this guy.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Anyways, But yeah, so, and that's where the Mongolian death worms, that's how they made their way over to the Americas. And I mean, I suppose you could, it could be considered that this genus is probably very different than the original genus we had seen in Mongolia. As I've never gotten to see a live sample of Mongolian death worms.
Is this how big they get, or is it like a dune situation?
Oh, this is like a baby one.
Oh. What?
Yeah, they reach about up to 6 to 10 feet, depending on locale and food available.
Taller than me.
Much taller. Yeah, also, I will point out, he is shorter than Clem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that he's up and walking. Also, no shirt, just overalls.
Obviously. Well, I figured.
Okay. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romance novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting First Contact all wrong, and their piece on how HopeCore seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBC many-sided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
Hi, my name is Robin.
And my name is Dylan.
Do you like Choices Matter video games?
If so, we started this podcast, Dorkspawn, so that I could show my best friend my favorite RPG series of all time, Dragon Age.
And now that I've played it, we want to share more of these choice-heavy games with each other.
Right now, Robin is showing me Mass Effect, which I have never played before.
And we are going to continue playing through these games together and discussing them book club style as we go.
You can join our Discord and play along with us, and tune into Dorkspawn every Friday wherever you listen to podcasts.
So that's our Mongolian death worm. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
And this here's a jackalope.
Oh yeah, we saw one.
Oh yeah, we. One.
Oh, you've seen a jackalope?
We saw one.
Yeah.
How are its antlers?
Kind of like this one, actually. Yeah.
Was it like that one?
Yeah. This is also, as far as you can tell, real.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. See, the thing about jackalopes is that they're harbingers of good luck.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, like you rub a lucky rabbit's foot.
Oh, yeah.
Jackalope is if the rabbit's foot was a living being and you just saw it gave you good luck.
Wow. I feel like we didn't have good luck after we saw it, though.
I feel like I was terrified, but, you know.
Yeah. If anything, things got worse for us after we saw it.
You know, a little bit.
Were you scared of it when you saw it?
Well, yeah, it was kind of scary. That's it.
You gotta accept the jackalope into your heart.
Oh. Well, I mean, to be fair, it did emerge from the shadows, yes. And it was...
Yeah, it was very menacing.
It was very menacing, and we hadn't had good experiences previously, so, like, I, you know.
Yeah, no, the...
Yeah, the caves were talking to me.
The jackalope is an American-born animal, you know.
Well... Where else?
Red-blooded American like me.
Like all four of us right here, red-blooded Americans.
I'm going to go to the jackalope and be like, I accept you into my heart.
Yeah, he holds the jackalope up to you.
Oh, that's really close.
Do I do anything?
Do what you feel.
I'm going to pat its head, be like, you're a good bunny. Yeah.
You know, one of the fellers that was on the Challenger, he had come by to see, he was on a drive. It doesn't matter. He had come by. I'm good with faces, and he wouldn't pet it. He said it freaked him out, and well, look what happened there.
I can't believe that's where you went. That's the spaceship.
The spaceship that blew up, right?
Yeah. It's a shame. It's a shame that he damned everyone
tragedy.
On that.
Yeah,
it's really a shame that he damned. I mean, I hate the government. I understand NASA.
No, yeah.
I do think that they're trying to hide our money.
Well, NASA's the reason they they went up when they shouldn't have, and it blew up. So,
well, no, it blew up because he didn't give love and accept the jackalope into his heart.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. That makes sense now. You know,
I do believe that they are trying to hide our money and a dairy on the moon. So what? That's a little.
Oh, yeah, no, the cows.
Oh.
The moon has the perfect conditions to harbor dairy for multiple years.
Wait, are you saying the moon is made out of cheese?
Not at all.
Oh.
The moon is flat, though.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, like, not flat in the sense of, like, it's like a piece of paper, flat in, like, a cylinder. Like, it's like a, it's thick, it's third dimensional, it's 3D.
This guy's starting to lose me now.
it's not a full sphere, though, it's more flat.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that's cool.
The flat surface that we look at. Unlike the Earth, which is round.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a coin almost.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see the next thing.
Yeah. What else do you have?
Oh, yes.
You guys make sure you pat it. Make sure you pat it.
Oh, yeah. For good luck.
We don't want to blow up.
Wow.
Yeah. That'd be
bad. That's fur.
Yeah.
And
that's real.
Speaking of fur, and this is a swath of Bigfoot hair. And it's just this like clump of hair, of fur.
That's a lot of hair. Did it like fall off, or did like someone grab the clump of hair?
I wrestled it.
When we were in the fully,
you wrestled Bigfoot.
I wrestled it. I won. I asserted my dominance, and I got a clump of hair as a reward.
Does it? I'm gonna smell it. Does it smell like when we were in the tent and there was that bad smell?
It does. You know what? It does smell not exactly like that, but like really like, oh, like this is an animal. Like it, it has a very strong odor, and it's dying down now. Like it's dimming down now, but it's like that musk. Like
you went to the petting zoo and then left, and your clothes still smell like
it.
Yeah.
Oh, I think this might be real.
No, it is real. I wrestled it. No, I submitted it.
You must be tough.
Incredibly so. In my heyday, I don't think I could beat a Bigfoot no more. Yeah, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
One eye blinks.
Yeah, that'd be. Yeah,
frog
crazy.
Blinks. Well, anyways, now time for the creme de la brulee.
Okay, I don't speak French, so.
Yeah. Let's go.
And he takes you guys to this back room. It's just like this like shack door, right?
And is it dark in here?
Yeah, he's like, hold on, the light degrades its skin when it's out for too long. And he clicks a little like lamp on, and then the whole room kind of like lights up. It's like that dim glow.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm gonna go open a window. He opens the window, the light comes in, and so you see this large glass podium, probably about like 12 by 12. It fills up like almost an entire wall. And inside, kind of like strung up, is this like, it looks like a pteranodon. You've seen dinosaurs in your look. However, it is so obviously fake. It's stitched together. It's like, and there it is.
Oh, how'd you get it?
Yeah. What's the story behind this one? Did you wrestle this one too?
Oh, no, not at all. I found it.
Oh.
Found it where?
Well, it was just off in the forest. Outside of Van Meter.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a genus of species that lived out this way. Because the Van Meter stuff went on around 1903, on and off for about 10 days, full on terror. Then there's been sightings here or there. There haven't been any recently, but I found this thing and I just kind of snagged it up. I dragged it back here, took the tractor out, a lot of diesel. But here it is. And those government folk came back here. I let them see it. Here we are.
Good thing you fought them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of froze his brow. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, this has been cool.
Yeah.
Awe-inspiring, yeah.
Yeah, no, truly.
It's humongous. It's huge. It's, yeah.
Do you take donations or do we pay for this?
I mean, if you want to buy anything in the shop, you're more than welcome. I'll give you guys a discount. You guys are like-minded young Americans, and I love that. Yeah.
You got I'd like a cool T-shirt.
Oh yeah. I'm running out of shirts.
Yeah, the aliens have shirts.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, he refuses to wash clothes.
Look restricted, Javi.
I have a washer in the back. You want to use the washer or something?
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would actually be fantastic.
Yeah, that'd actually be real nice.
Yeah, we have like a quarter washer.
That's so fine.
Yeah, sometimes people try on the shirts and don't buy them.
No, don't worry. We'll buy them shirts.
Yeah, we'll buy
a shirt. It's more delights. Stinky people try on the shirts and don't buy them, and I got to wash them.
Oh.
So I got a quarter washer put in, you know. And sometimes people need to wash stuff on the road and things like that.
I bet it's the government people trying to fuck with you.
I never considered that. I think you're right. It's a shame.
Yeah, we're not government people.
Trying to destroy
people,
small businesses.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It looks at you kind of funny when you say that. Huh. It's a weird thing to say.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that we weren't.
I didn't think you were.
I just wanted to make sure you knew.
That's not...
Now we gotta buy a shirt.
Well, I wasn't not gonna buy a shirt.
Well, yeah, you kids feel free to go ahead and use the quarter machine if you want and get some do a load or two. I'm gonna go back to my rocking chair.
Okay.
Can we meet your wife?
Yeah, actually, that'd be cool.
I'll go see if she'll whip up some neat.
I'd like to hear about the rodeo.
Yeah, I want to hear more about the painting she does. Yeah,
so he walks off, and you do see when he goes out the back door, you do see like it is a couple paces away. Mm-hmm. Like this is a building in front of, like, I would say probably like 10 yards away. Mm-hmm. Is a house.
Yeah.
So this is like built in like the front yard of a house.
Yeah.
And it's just a nice, like, just a home, right? And he kind of walks in. So it's just you guys now.
Yeah, the minute he walks away. Hey, so like that was weird, right?
The thing being like totally fake, but everything.
Yeah, but
else,
everything
like,
else
not
is
not
like
real.
Yeah.
Do you think?
But also, if it's fake, why would the guys in suits be interested in it?
Maybe they replaced it. Maybe they were
successful. Maybe they already got it. Or maybe he's just
maybe he got his brain scrambled, so he thinks that it's real. I'm starting to think that maybe they got it.
Like, I don't know if we want to tell him, though. I don't know what kind of person he might become. If that's
yeah, I'm not. I'm gonna leave that out.
Like, I'm scared.
Yeah, I just want to know.
He has a shotgun.
He has a shotgun.
I know he has buckshot on him.
He left it in there.
Yeah, listen, I don't want to mess with him. I just think it's weird that was fake and the rest of the things that he has was not.
Yeah, let's just buy a shirt, listen to the story, get some food.
Wash my clothes.
Oh, yeah, yes, we gotta wash your clothes.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys start a load?
Yeah, we start a load.
Yeah. Is it one load or is it going to be multiple loads?
It's probably going to be multiple loads because I also want to wash my clothes.
Yeah. I think you guys start the load. I think like 20 minutes go by and you guys are just in there. And then
by yourselves?
Yeah.
Okay, I just like look around for a shirt to buy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's all kinds of shirts.
Yeah, I want the cheesiest looking shirt possible.
Yeah, there's one that says I Heart Van Meter, and then there's one that has the creature on it, mm-hmm. right? And it says I Heart Egg Salad, and then the creature's eating egg salad.
That's mine.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then he comes out. He's like, Sheila made egg salad, and also we got lemonade. And he walks out, and you see that there's an older, I would say she's like an older, like stout, like plumper woman. She kind of walks out. She's like, oh, hello.
Hi.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you kids are hungry. I made 20 sandwiches.
Whoa.
That's more than enough.
Yeah.
Javi will have at least 3.
Oh yeah, eat your fill. You know, he usually eats about 3, so we're all good.
Okay.
If you want more, feel free. I also brought out some bags of chips.
I love chips.
Homemade. You can have some of the jerky on the house, right? You can have some jerky on the house. Oh yeah, that's how they can have some of the jerky on the house. Sheila, you know, whatever you say, Sheila. He's like, you know,
I love my wife.
Yeah,
I hate to come here. I love my wife.
The kids are doing their laundry here though, Sheila. So you know, if you have any questions for them, they're here. I'm gonna go sit in my chair.
Okay.
Devouring egg salad sandwiches.
You know, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the story about the rodeo?
Oh, you really want to know?
Yeah.
For sale?
Oh, yes.
How expensive much? Is it?
She, like, kind of looks you guys over. For you guys, I could do $25.
Really?
Let's listen to the story first.
I'll give you 50.
I could never accept 50. Let's say 30.
45.
35.
50.
40 and a shirt.
Okay.
Yeah, so she goes and undoes it. As she does, she's going to tell you. She's like, well, I'm a big purveyor of the rodeos. I've gone to a rodeo just about in every state of this beautiful, big, big, big country.
That's cool.
And I've seen, you know, the Native Americans do their rodeos. I've seen the Mexican folk do their rodeos. I've seen some beautiful black folk. I've even seen some, like, I've seen, you know, Chinese and Japanese people do their rodeos. It's quite impressive. Wow. the amount of
very diverse rodeos.
Well, so actually, this is a fun little fact. Cowboying is not a white person thing. Oh. You know, yeah, and not to say that white people can't be cowboys, and you know, my grandpa was a cowboy, and he tended farms, but like the traditional cowboys we think of that were wrangling, were typically people of mixed race. It was work they can do. You know, our government doesn't have the best track record with allowing jobs for well, folks that look like y'all, and so.
Not the government.
Yeah, and so, you know, the cowboying was sort of the way to go about it. So I've seen all across this beautiful country, I've seen all kinds of cowboys do amazing things, but I was at this one cowboy show. And it was fascinating. So we were all sitting there. We were sitting around, you know, watching him do his cowboy thing. And he was about to get a sheep that was running wild. And he had his lasso going. And we heard this kind of noise. It was very weird. And suddenly, when this light happened and the dust kicked up, and I remember because I was sitting in the far back, and he just got pulled up, just lasso and all. We never saw him again. About no more than 2 hours after that, I mean, there was chaos. Everyone was like, what's going on? We made search parties. We kind of spread out in a couple miles. And no more than 2 hours after that, these three cars drove up. These gentlemen in suits came out. You know, well, if I do believe so, I think they attempted to wipe everybody's memories. It all came back to me in a dream.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard a song, and I just remembered it all the next morning.
Oh.
You remember what the song sounded like?
No, I seem to have lost that now. The song is the only thing I can't remember. It just came on somewhere, and it just re-triggered that for me. Maybe it was all a dream, but I don't think it was.
How are these egg salad sandwiches?
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
It's also fresh lemonade. Like, it, you know?
Yeah, like, shit's good.
Jesus Christ.
This is fantastic, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Maybe I'll make some more for the road for y'all.
Oh, yeah. Egg salad sandwiches, too.
Yeah.
Are good road food.
Oh,
I figure you're just going to eat them all on the drive. I mean, like, before they even go bad.
Like, we're not going to turn down free food.
But. Hey, yeah. Hey. So where was this rodeo?
Oh, it was up in California.
We're fun, California.
Oh, yeah. California folk! You know, I have found that there's people say that Hollywood folk in L.A. are rude. I disagree. I think people just don't understand L.A. folk.
Oh, well, we're not from L.A.
Yeah.
Oh, where are y'all folk from?
Auburn.
Oh, Auburn. You know, I've never been. I'm a map purveyor. I love looking at maps and reading the different cities and things like that and just being curious about them. But I've never made my way over to Auburn. And how is that for you guys?
It's a small town.
Quiet.
Small town.
Yeah.
Nice.
Small town, perfect. No government, just families.
Yeah, my whole family lives with me. It's pretty nice.
Yep. You know, and that's the thing about Mexican folk is they are perfect about the family unit. They believe in it.
Yeah, I guess so.
A mom, a dad, and multiple children. That's beautiful.
Oh, I'm a single child.
Oh. He just, does not see the flaw in his thinking here.
Yeah, I'm kind of mixed too, so it's like a whole thing, you know.
I'm also mixed. I have a lot of cousins.
Yeah, I had a lot of cousins, but the war, you know.
That damn war took too many just immediately. It took too many young lives, and I just don't want to. I can't do this right now. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
No, you're okay. The government.
The government. Well,
we'll finish up our laundry and then we'll be out of your hair.
No, I'll take all the time you need. I already folded up all the shirts you guys were looking at.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Awesome. Thank you.
And we got the painting down.
It's going to be a while. Can we shoot your shotgun?
What?
Of course.
What?
We could go out back and like shoot the shotgun. You guys don't want to shoot the shotgun?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
I've got a plate situation set up already. We got cans, plates.
I'll watch you guys shoot
the
shotgun.
Let's go shoot some cans.
No, I want to shoot the shotgun.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He's gonna walk you guys outside. He's like, all right, have you ever shot a shotgun before?
My dad does a little hunting. So
you ever shot buckshot before?
Yeah. But, I mean, I wouldn't say. I'm okay with it. I wouldn't say.
Put it in your hand.
Okay.
So there's a little kick to it, and he's like, he walks out. And like, so first off, he hands you the gun and then walks out front. And so he starts like.
I'm going to point the gun up.
Yeah, he starts just setting stuff up. And then he takes a couple of paces to the left. He's like, all right, fire. He's still out there, but he's like off to the side.
I mean, I don't think he should be downrange.
Fire!
I'm gonna look at his wife, like, if she's okay with it.
She just nods.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna take aim, and I'm gonna aim a little to the sides.
Yeah, go ahead and roll. I'll take a fight, I think.
Okay.
If you want to make an argument for something else, I'll accept it, by the way.
I think it's grit, because I'm a bit more trying to stay calm.
Okay, yeah. I'll take grit on it.
One.
So you fire this, it buckshots out, right? It just obliterates like hay in front of it, right? Like there's just this big chunk of hay. It fully misses the scarecrow. Uh-huh. Just chunks this hay up, and you fly back like a clean like foot or two, and just get laid out on your ass. Just wind out of you.
Ooh.
Oh.
Son, I thought you said he'd shot one before. And he just kind of walking back.
I just wasn't ready. You know what? If the scarecrow had a suit on, and I thought it was the government.
Ah, that's brilliant. Your turn.
Put it in your hand. Okay, well,
seeing
the kickback, I'm less about shooting this gun and more about just, like, being able to handle it.
Yeah.
Can I use brawn?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's a 7 plus 1, and it's an 8.
Oh, yeah. It's nothing fancy, but your shoulder kind of gives kick to it, right? You manage to like hit, so you hit the center of where the scarecrow is, mm-hmm. and it tears it in half. Like the top of the scarecrow just goes flying. He goes, ah, great shot. And he just takes his gun back and just kind of walks back inside.
Can I have another? I want another try. Look, I wasn't ready.
Son,
I didn't know a kick that hard.
That's the best idea.
No. I think I got this time.
You're right.
All right, I'm gonna do it again.
Okay.
3.
So, again, I think this time you go to like. To like reload it, and you like.
Wait, no, I got a thing because I failed the last time. I'm gonna use it.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna use it. Another one.
Oh, worse.
So, wait, no, I get two because when I fail, I get
okay,
two.
Okay,
so I'm gonna do it again.
One, yeah.
Please, 10.
Okay. So oh. You cock it, and for a moment you feel it like get jammed. You're like, and then you're like. Push it all the way through. You're like, okay. You fire. The scarecrow is gone, but there's a bunch of cans behind it. You just all the cans down. He's like, wow, that was better.
Yeah, look, I just wasn't ready. The sun was in my eyes. I wasn't ready.
No, of course. The sun is, you know, all powerful.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, he walks back inside, kind of, you know, readies your stuff up. You see they put some beef jerky and, like, honey there also. They're just, like, to send with you guys.
Yay.
Thank you all for stopping by. And Sheila's gone back into the house at this point, I think. She there's also this like a plate of like egg salad sandwiches just like that's like saran wrapped. You know?
Oh boy. Yeah.
Always appreciate young folk taking the time out of their day and swinging by. It's lovely to learn about history. What are you kids doing out down this way? You said you're from California.
We're just road tripping.
Road tripping.
Yeah, I'm going to college, so we're just road tripping that way.
That's exciting. College. Now remember, colleges have access to information the government doesn't want us to have, but they get government funding, so they have to pretend that they're not teaching the information the government doesn't want us to know. So you're going to have to do your due diligence to get into that library and read all the things the government doesn't want you to know.
Yeah. You're right.
I am. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you said government folk punched you.
Oh, yeah. There was a miscommunication, I think.
No,
I don't know.
You know.
You're a cool guy. I'm going to confide in you.
Oh, please do.
We're on the run from them, honestly.
Oh, on the run from them.
Yeah.
Well, they did punch my friend.
No, and they did capture you for a second.
They
but then
did.
There was some nice
I did
ones.
Hit the guy with my wrench, though. That was cool.
Oh, yeah, you did, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's
yeah,
terrible.
You know,
yeah,
we haven't seen
we've
some
seen a lot of
weird
stuff,
and they don't want us to see weird things.
Yes.
I guess.
Oh.
And I think the mind wipes happened to us at some point.
That's,
There was a day where we had, where it was early morning and then we blinked and then it was not early morning.
Yeah.
That's very peculiar. Well, you see, so I've been saving it for myself in case I potentially get mind wiped.
Mm-hmm.
He like does frog blink again. But I've got this blue juice and he just takes out this little vial of just
can I
blue
roll
liquid.
A brain to see if it looks like he's been under the influence of multiple mind wipes?
Yes.
I have a feeling he has.
I also have a feeling
he's
he
got
has.
The brain scramblies for sure.
Oh, that's a font. 5.
There's an odd zero, you know?
Yeah, just
he pulls out this like, little vial of blue juice. It's just very blue. He's like, oh.
Okay.
Yeah, now, this should be enough for about the three of you to split.
Okay.
If you ever fear that one of you, or you may have been mind wiped, or you think that you were mind wiped and you want to remember, you drink this. It's going to be a little unpleasant.
Okay.
It's a little bitter and a little sour. Okay. But it'll bring them back.
Right? Okay, okay.
I want you guys to have this.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I smell it, and it smells like Baja Blast.
Clears your sinuses. I also want you folks to have this. And he pulls out this like little, it's like a wooden box. It's almost like a music box. Like you recognize music box pretty fast. Like now, when you open this, it's going to emit a sound. It's going to be a very loud sound, but it'll disrupt any of their government technology. And he just puts it down.
Oh, okay.
And
thanks.
I also want you to have this. And he puts a shotgun down. His shotgun down, and he just. Now, if you're on the run and it's these suited freaks, I want you to put a hole right in their chest like you did that scarecrow out there. And he just puts like a handful. He puts a couple of birdshot and a couple of buckshot boxes down.
Oh, thank you.
Gotta keep the American youth safe.
Yeah, thanks. Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah. Of course.
Well.
Let's go and settle up for the shirts though, and the painting. So we said 25 on the painting and the shirt you got 40. For free. So we'll do 30 for that, and then let's say for each shirt we'll do 2. So let's say we're looking at about $32 for the whole lot.
I'll give him 50 because I already took 50 out of my money.
You're too kind. You youngins are too kind.
We got so much food from you guys.
We did.
Yes.
We
got
a lot. And that's real currency when you think about it.
Oh, the jam! He runs off and gets 2 things of jam and runs back and puts it down. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and that's homemade. I pick the berries and do it myself. I do all the curing.
Wow. Delicious.
Yes, yes. So you kids be careful. You got the jam. You got the gun. We've got the jelly. We've got the gun. We've got 6 shirts.
6 shirts.
Yeah, you see that he's folded more. He checked your sizes and folded more shirts into the pile. I put 3 pairs of shorts in there.
The shorts come from.
Yeah, you see that there's just like these like there's dumb cargo shorts in there.
Yeah.
I got the shorts in there. We got Sheila's painting. They like the Sheila's painting, so you would sell that. What else? They got the box. They got the vial. They can kill any government if they need to. All right. Looks like we're going to keep you young and safe. Let's go and help you out to your car. And he walks you out to the car. I think it's probably like late afternoon now. Probably like 2 p.m. You guys got here pretty early. Probably like around 9. You did laundry. You ate. You talked a lot.
Yeah.
He helps you guys out to your car. He's like,
thanks.
Well, of course. Y'all be safe out there. And if you ever, you
what was his name?
He never gave you a name.
What's your name?
Mr. Sander.
Mr. Sander?
It's Jacob Sander, but you can call him Mr. Sander. And you know what? And here's our phone number. And he kind of writes that. This is the home number. Sheila will always answer. She sits by the phone and knits. And we have 3 phones for her 3 spots in the house.
Cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Would it be cool if we just called the chat? You know?
No, of course. I mean, Sheila loves the company.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always out here running the business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next time we're in town, we'll stop by.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I see any of them, any of them black cars coming by that look like they might be government, I'll go and just blow them up before they head on your way.
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
You have a wonderful rest of your day.
No,
Mr.
Of course.
Sander.
Yeah. You lot too. You know, I hope I get some more youngins in sometime. He just kind of just walks in.
Did he give us a case for the shotgun, or is it just a loose shotgun?
It's a loose shotgun.
I'm gonna like wrap it up in some shirts or something, and just kind of find a nice.
Oh, you know what? He probably gave you guys like 3 blankets, like a blanket per person. But they're the like big like Mexican style blankets where they have like weird shit on them.
Yeah.
But instead of like animals, it's like one of them is like the pterodon, the Van Meter's like, and then one of them is like aliens. Wrap the gun in the alien.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it in the alien.
Put it in the under compartment in the back.
So you guys kind of like that way we don't under. Have it out and about. I don't want that out and about.
You guys saddle up. You get all this stuff going, and I think you guys are gonna head out.
Him saying that he's gonna explode them insinuates he That's also has explosives. I'm just saying it insinuates that he has explosives, and you know that's his business.
That's reasonable deniability on our part. We just won't remember that.
Yeah.
Well, as he walks, you guys see him walking towards the front. He like stops right before the front, and then you see him like walk off to the side, and then like like you see him like grab a string and like hook it to something, like it's like rehooking, and it kind of walks back in.
Wow!
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. So, you guys drive off.
kind of having had this weird, interesting meeting with Mr. Jacob Sanders.
Yeah. Javi, you gotta make sure you eat all of these egg salad sandwiches before the day's over, because, like...
Okay. Easy.
Yeah. I'll have one for like, a snack early dinner, but, like... Easy.
Yeah, there is a note on them that says, eat within 6 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I'm like, these will spoil.
Yeah. I figured, but yeah. I eat.
So. I know.
Yeah, so I think you guys start driving. You all kind of get through these sandwiches. You driving, Zeke?
Yeah, I want us to get out of here.
Yeah.
I like him, but I also don't want to be around him too much.
Oh, no. It's incriminating for sure.
This place is booby-trapped, and I don't completely trust his faculties. So.
Yeah, as you guys drive off for a while, I think, like I said, you eventually finish the sandwiches, and at the bottom of the plate, like underneath the sandwich, is $50.
Oh.
What?
My money. And now I have to add that back into my money.
What?
And you kind of just drive off. It's a nice, you know, a nice night. The day kind of, I think you guys just drive straight for a while, right?
Yeah.
So I think you drive into the night. At one point, Zeke, you come to a pretty abrupt stop as you see a small family of jackalopes jumping across.
Whoa.
Quick, accept it into your heart. Accept
it into my heart.
And as we all accept the jackalope into our heart, I think that's where we're going to end today's episode.
Yay.
Thank you for listening.
Do we drink the blue juice?
Bye-bye.
That's for another time. Bye.
The Baja Blast is for later.
A special thank you to Supriya Zoop, Remy, Bad Heroes Podcast, Lee Carnell, Ink Master, Teresa Giacino, and Imaginif Media for making 5GM Season 5 from Inside the Tent happen.
Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. And at 5GM's official on Blue Sky. You can also check us out on our website, 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5GMs in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. If you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thanks, and catch you on the next episode.